Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And my name is Rainbow.
And we're talking about getting a tattoo. Now, before you get a tattoo, of course, there are a few important things you should do or know. For example, first, you want to pick out a good tattoo parlor and a good artist. Tattoo parlors, you want a good one because you want it to be very clean. That's an important thing. Dirty tattoo parlors are a no-no. And you want a good artist because someone is going to be drawing on your skin and it's never going to go away. So you want a good artist to draw that picture.
So after that, you need to research and see if you could get someone to draw something, or maybe you could have a design in mind, like a picture, when you go to that tattoo parlor so that you can discuss it with the artist. If the tattoo is really small, they could probably design it immediately, but if it takes a long time, the stencil takes a longer time to work on because it's more complex, so it will take a longer period of time to finish.
That's right. Okay, so say you've got your design, you've got your artist, you're at the parlor, you're in the chair. First thing that's going to happen, the artist is going to wash your skin. You don't want to get a tattoo on dirty skin, and they might shave your hair off if you have a lot of hair in that spot. Otherwise, the hair will get caught in the needle, and I will tell you that is not a pain you want to experience. So finally, they're going to put the stencil of the design on your skin, and they are going to use the machine to do what?
They're going to use that ink inside the machine, and it's going to go zzz, and then it's going to put that ink on your skin with a needle, and then you're going to be in a lot of pain. So make sure, before you get a tattoo, think about, are you really ready?
That's right, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Are you ready for a tattoo? So let's find out more about this day of our tattoo exploration today, right now.
Reading.
Should you get a tattoo? Before you get a tattoo, there are a few things you should keep in mind. A big question to ask yourself is whether you will regret it. Some people are proud of their tattoos, yet others change their mind about their ink. They find something they appreciated at 18 no longer speaks to them at age 25, 50, or 75. You should also consider if having a tattoo could prevent you from achieving your dream job. Some bosses don't think tattoos look professional. Smaller tattoos can be easy to hide, but larger ones could cost you an opportunity. Finally, it's important to find a highly rated tattoo parlor. Only go to one that is clean and uses sterilized needles. Unsafe tattooing practices could cause infections. In the end, you might decide against getting a tattoo, or get one and love it. Just remember to be informed and sure of your choice before you make it.
All right, so in the article, we have what it says here. Before you get a tattoo, there are a few things you should keep in mind. So what does that mean when we have to keep in mind a few things?
When you have to keep a few things in mind, it means that there are a few things you have to remember. So you want to keep these things in mind. You want to remember clean parlor, good artist. Do I really, really, really want this? Do I know it will last forever? These are all things you need to think about. You need to remember them. When you want to keep something in mind, maybe that's really important, like not in a tattoo situation, you might write yourself a note to do it because it's hard to remember everything. So keep in mind, we have a party on Friday we have to go to. Don't make other plans. That's the kind of thing we have to do there. Now, let's find out what these things are that you should keep in mind or think about. Here is in the article, it says, a big question to ask yourself is whether you will regret it. Now, the it in that sentence at the end means getting a tattoo. Now, we have a grammar pattern in that sentence, and the grammar pattern is to use the word whether and if. Now, sometimes we can use the words if and whether in the same way. Now, this happens when you are reporting an indirect yes or no question. So in our example, we're telling you, so we're reporting this, that you should ask if you will regret getting a tattoo. Now, this is an indirect question because we're telling you to ask yourself this. Okay, now, we can sometimes add the words or not on here. For example, we could say a big question to ask yourself is whether you will regret it or not. And we can do that with if as well. Now, there are important ways that we can write this pattern. We can write this pattern in different ways. Whether plus subject plus verb clause. So whether you will, like our example, can be used in three different ways. We can use it as a subject, an object, or a subject complement. Now, in today's article, we're using the whether clause as an object. Here's another example. Could you ask Omar if he'd like a cookie with his lunch? Or, of course, we could say, could you ask Omar whether he'd like a cookie with his lunch? Now, again, in that sentence, the whether clause is an object. And we also talked about the verb regret. When you regret something, you feel badly because you have done something and you wished you had not done it. Or you wish you had done something and feel bad that you missed it or missed out on it. So ask yourself, will you feel bad that you got a tattoo if you get a tattoo? Or will you really like your tattoo? Now here's another example for regret. Why aren't you coming to Eve's party? You're going to regret it if you don't.
Ooh, that means I really have to go. Mm-hmm. All right, so in the next part of the article, it says that some people are proud of their tattoos. So when we're really proud of our tattoos, maybe it's because we like the design that it means to us. Or maybe we got this tattoo at a really important period of our lives. So, you know, I have a friend who got a tattoo when he was 16, and it was his sort of tattoo of adulthood, and it's always meant something to him, even though it's probably not the most pretty tattoo, but it's significant.
You know, if it means something to you, that's what's important.
I think so.
Yeah, it's on your body, so. All right, here we go in a different direction of proud. It says, yet others change their mind about their ink. So, if you change your mind, this phrase means you start to think about something in a different way than before. When I go to a restaurant, I change my mind a lot before I order. I might want a burger first, then I decide I want pasta, then I actually just order a sandwich. It goes all over the place. I change my mind a lot. Now, here's an example. Lisa changed her mind. She wants to go to Taidong instead of Kending.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love Taidong. All right, so in the article, it then continues to say, they find something they appreciated at 18 no longer speaks to them at 25, 50, or 75. So here we're using the verb appreciate. We're talking about recognizing the good or the special qualities of a person, place, or thing. In this case, it's the them refers to the tattoos.
Right.
So I can also appreciate a person. So for example, I'd say, Aaron, I really appreciate your company because you're always there for me when I'm sad. And I especially appreciate you because you bring cookies.
Of course, I always bring cookies.
But in this case, we no longer appreciate those tattoos anymore. So the phrase no longer means I used to do something or like something. something, or I was someone, but for some reason it's not a habit, or I don't do that, or I'm not this person anymore. So an example of this is that I used to take piano lessons when I was young, but I no longer study it anymore, and sometimes I just play it for fun, though I wish I could still have more chances to study piano.
Right, okay, so maybe they really loved their tattoo at 18, but then they get to 25 and they look at it and they go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's happening here is your tattoo is no longer speaking to you. Now, we're using this phrase in an interesting way. We're going to find out about it a bit more from our friends because it's today's shortcut for you. So stay tuned, listen to them, and we'll come right back.
Shortcut for you.
There are some great pictures in this art gallery, Pat.
Huh? What? Sorry, I was looking at this one.
You've been staring at the photo of a ship at sea for a long time.
Yeah, it really speaks to me.
It's talking? What?
Calm down, Vina. If something speaks to you, it has a special meaning or importance for you.
So speak to somebody means 对某人有特殊意义或是对某人很重要。
Yeah.
Stop paying attention to the painting. I'm speaking to you now.
Sorry. It's just, I think the sea is really meaningful to me.
Forget it. You know what's really speaking to me now?
What's that?
The gallery's coffee shop. Come on, let's get you away from this picture.
All right, so let's pick up with our article. It says, you should also consider if having a tattoo could prevent you from achieving your dream job. What does that mean?
Okay, well, here we're using the word if. Remember we talked about the word if and whether before? We're talking about an indirect question, right? So before we said, you should ask yourself whether you will regret it. Now we're saying, you should consider if having a tattoo could prevent you from achieving your dream job. So we could also use whether in this sentence. We could say, you should also consider whether having a tattoo could prevent you from achieving your dream job. So we're basically saying, go think about this thing, right? Will this happen or will this happen? Will you like it or will you not like it? Sort of thing. So we're going to move on here. We're going to talk about the phrase prevent somebody from doing something.
Okay, so it says here that the tattoo could prevent you from achieving your dream job. So if it prevents you from something, that means that something is not going to happen. You try to stop something. Usually it's something bad. So here we have the preposition prevent from. So it follows preventing or stopping. So you can stop someone from doing something, or you can prevent someone from doing something. So that means you don't want them to do it because it could be really bad, or you could be not able to do it for another reason. For example, we know that keeping a healthy diet and exercise prevents you from getting sick. Okay. So getting sick is really bad. If we exercise, we're not going to get sick.
Right. So here we're talking about a tattoo keeping you or stopping you or preventing you from getting your dream job. And we use the word achieve here. Achieve is a verb. And when you achieve something, you successfully get something or have something good happen because you have worked hard for it. So if you have a tattoo on your face and you want to be a lawyer, this tattoo might stop you from achieving your goal to be a lawyer because you have to look and dress a certain way. You have to look very formal. You can't just walk into a court and look at the judge and have a silly tattoo on your face because no one will take you seriously, right? So that's what we're saying here. Think about this tattoo. Is it going to stop you from getting the job that you want? Now, here's another example. Johnny achieved his goal of having a poem published in a magazine.
So then the article says, some bosses don't think tattoos look professional. So what does professional mean? Professional is an adjective, and it means that you're really good at something. We can also say you're a pro, or this person is a professional basketball player, for example. If we're from Taiwan, we know Jeremy Lin is a professional basketball player. It means that he plays basketball for money. So when you say the tattoo doesn't look professional, though, it just means that it doesn't look like it's suitable for a professional environment. Mm-hmm. For example, Aaron said, maybe if you're a lawyer, you shouldn't have a tattoo on your face because people might not take you seriously.
Right. You need to be professional.
Yeah. So in this case, professional just means be formal. So in many cultures, especially in the Asian culture, you wouldn't really expect a teacher, a lawyer, or a doctor, or anybody else in a professional job to have a large tattoo on a part of the body that you can see because it doesn't look professional.
Right. I think that's changing in North America, but I think it's still very much the same. It's like, if you want to be in a professional job like that, get the tattoos where we can't see them. That's the safest thing to do, I think.
Or cover them up.
Yeah, or be able to cover them up. Okay, so here we're talking a little bit more about that. It says smaller tattoos can be easy to hide, but larger ones could cost you an opportunity. Mm. Now, when we say cost you an opportunity is a chance to do something, usually something really great. For example, I had the opportunity to interview my favorite author for a newspaper. That's something really cool you can say that you did, right? But if it costs you the opportunity, it means that you have the tattoo, but you don't have the opportunity. So basically we're saying the tattoo is kind of taking that opportunity away from you.
Yeah. Or you pay for it, right?
Yeah, you're paying for it.
Okay, finally, it's important to find a highly rated tattoo parlor. So here we have the phrase highly rated. When you rate something, it means you give it a certain number of stars out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm. You say how good it is. Maybe you can write a review, or you can tell someone online with photos and then give it 3 stars, 4 stars, or 5 stars. Mm. When we say that tattoo parlor is highly rated, it means that many people gave it 5 stars, or it means the customers really love it and they think that the artist did a really professional job, the place is clean, and overall they just love it.
Just a little bit of advice here. Especially in the days of the internet, just because a place has 5 stars doesn't mean it really has 5 stars. So definitely, even if it's highly rated on the internet, that might be an artist's friends writing reviews for them, or like fake people on the internet giving reviews. So do your research, especially with tattoos. Go into the shop. Meet the artist first. If the artist isn't very nice to you, just go somewhere else, that sort of thing. So don't just take the internet's word for it. Go and do your own research and see if it really is highly rated.
All right, and here we have an example sentence. It says, how do you rate him as a football player? So when we say that, we're saying, what do you think of him as a football player? Pretty good, not so good, or really great?
Yeah, okay. All right, so here's the kind of tattoo parlor you want to go to. It says, only go to one that is clean and uses sterilized needles. Mm. This is very important.
Yeah.
So sterilize, this verb means when you sterilize something, you make it completely clean without any bacteria on it. Now, this is something you'll see often in hospitals, doctor's offices, should be in good tattoo parlors. Basically, anything or anywhere you go that's going to have somewhere that puts something in or on your skin, you want it to be sterilized and clean. Because if it's not sterilized, people could get sick from it.
Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
Mm-mm.
So the article continues to say, unsafe tattooing practices could cause infection. So that's related to the word that Aaron just taught, sterilized. If something's not sterilized, we might get an infection. So that's a noun. And an infection on your skin happens when either you have an unclean needle that goes into your skin and it turns really swollen and really gross, or if you have a cut that contacts the air and some germs get into it. Basically, there's some kind of infection that happens from things being not very clean. So the skin would get very red, swollen, or itchy, and it's super painful. And you usually need to go to the hospital to get some antibiotics so you can stop the symptoms.
Right.
So stay clean.
Yes, you don't want to get an infection. All right, let's continue on in the article. It says, in the end, we might decide against getting a tattoo or get one and love it. Okay, so in the end here, this phrase shows that we are at the end of something, or that we have one last thing to say. So after you've thought about everything very carefully, you might get a tattoo or you might not. The decision is up to you. Here's another way to use in the end. I was thinking about two different scooters, but I got the cheaper one in the end. So after I thought about it, I made a decision. In the end, I did this.
Then the article says, just remember to be informed and make sure of your choice before you make it. So when we're being informed about something, it means that we know and we have a lot of knowledge or information about the subject or the situation. An example sentence would be, the school promised to keep parents informed about the situation. So, for example, during the summers, we have a lot of typhoons. We want to be informed about whether we're going to school or not.
Okay, so you want to be sure of your choice before you make it. Choice is a noun, and it's the decision that you make between two or more things. So you have three things to choose from. The one you pick is your choice. For example, I have to make a tough choice. Should I study history or medicine?
Ooh, both.
Okay, you're busy, busy, busy. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our article. I hope we've helped you make a decision about getting a tattoo or not getting one. But we are going to go to our For You chat right now to finish off.
For You chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. Our question today, do you think you would ever get a tattoo? Why or why not?
Ooh, so I've thought about this question before recently.
Okay.
Quite recently, I considered getting a tattoo. Asked around, talked to a couple of friends, and decided not to.
Okay.
Primarily because I change my mind a lot. So I don't know if something that works well would be good at like 50 years old or 100 years old.
That's fair.
And I don't know what kind of situation I'd get into for work. So maybe not. But I did look into henna tattoos.
Okay, yeah.
And that's drawing semi-permanent tattoos and lasts maybe 2 weeks. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. For me, I mean, I have two tattoos. I'm definitely going to get more. I do have designs in mind. I just need to be in the right place, find the right place to go sort of thing before I get them done. But yeah, I got my first tattoo when I was 20. So that was 15 years ago. I still don't regret it. I still love it. I got the last one in 2009. And same thing. I still love it. Both times, actually, the first time I didn't put any thought into it, but I got a very, very simple design, something that won't ever go out of style. And that does mean a lot to me. And the second one, I thought about it for a while, and I had a good friend who was a tattoo artist, and he gave it to me for free. And it meant a lot to me, the design, the person, and everything else about it. So yeah, it's something I thought about for a while. And I'm glad I did it. Well, we have to say goodbye. So think about those tattoos. Should you get them or not? But we're going to go now and hopefully you make good decisions. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Should you get a tattoo? Before you get a tattoo, there are a few things you should keep in mind. A big question to ask yourself is whether you will regret it. Some people are proud of their tattoos, yet others change their mind about their ink. They find something they appreciated at 18 no longer speaks to them at age 25, 50, or 75. You should also consider if having a tattoo could prevent you from achieving your dream job. Some bosses don't think tattoos look professional. Smaller tattoos can be easy to hide, but larger ones could cost you an opportunity. Finally, it's important to find a highly rated tattoo parlor. Only go to one that is clean and uses sterilized needles. Unsafe tattooing practices could cause infections. In the end, you might decide against getting a tattoo or get one and love it. Just remember to be informed and sure of your choice before you make it.
Vocabulary Review. Regret. Rachel regretted not going to her friend's birthday party. She knew it made him sad. Appreciate. My aunt appreciates fine art, so she loves to visit art museums. Achieve. I have a plan for how I'm going to achieve my goals in life. Opportunity. Be thankful for the opportunities you've had in life. Other people aren't always so lucky. Rate. The newspaper rated this movie 4 stars. Let's go see it. Choice. Have you decided which of these movies to watch? If so, what is your final choice?